good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Dan Brown. We're going to talk about hunter classes. Good morning to you, Dan.
Good morning.
Hunter safety education classes. Who is required to take those?
Anyone born after 1967 is required to take the class in order to be able to hunt alone. And it's also required for any hunter of any age to hunt outside of Iowa in other states. They have to have this hunter ed instructor hunter ed certificate.
Uh-huh. Okay, so get planning on this because, well, hunting season, I guess, is all year round for something or other. We need to tell people that it's happening here pretty soon, so they need to get signed up. What are the dates?
September 20th, 22nd, and 24th. September 20th and 22nd is Tuesday, Thursday of next week. The class is from 6 to 9, and on the 24th is Saturday morning from 8 to noon. You have to attend all three classes. It's required.
So what if you get sick? Are you just out, or can you start next year? Is there another class coming up? I mean, you know, things do happen.
We have one class every fall. If you miss our class, you can go on iowadnr.gov under the Hunter Ed bullet, and that will show you where the other classes are if you need to try to catch another class.
Okay, so that might be a possibility. Now, what do you do during a hunter safety education class? What do the participants do?
We teach them hunter education as far as the wildlife. We teach them survival skills. We teach them gun handling skills, how to load and unload a gun, how to handle it properly. We teach them how to cross a fence safely. We have our DNR law enforcement officer come in and do a segment on it. We teach orienteering in case you get lost. There's just a lot of areas that we cover, and it's about a 10 to 12 hour class that's required by the DNR. We put a little more effort into it because we want to really educate our Cass County hunters.
Okay. What age people as in general? I mean, are these mostly young, really young people, or do you have people of all ages?
Well, it's usually about a 60-40 mix. 60% are the kids and 40% are adults. You can't take the class and take the test and pass unless you have reached the age of 12. So if your child's not going to reach the age of 12 within the next 4 to 6 weeks, I would recommend holding off until next year.
Okay. Got to follow all the rules and regs. Now, what about a cost for this?
There's no cost. It's put on by the DNR. We do it as a volunteer service. Doc Sharp, myself, Steve Fletcher, Chris Conrad are all the four instructors that help teach the class.
Okay. So I know you've been doing this for a while, so you're experienced and can answer lots of people's questions. Let's talk a little bit about your hunting experience. When did you become interested? How did you become interested in hunting?
Oh, I started hunting as soon as I was old enough to walk. I do pheasant, goose, deer. I do a whole cornucopia of hunting myself, yeah.
And you do any out-of-state or mostly just around Iowa?
I'm mostly in-state. I haven't gone out-of-state. I just don't have the time to get out-of-state to do it.
Yeah. Well, so how did the pheasant season go this year? You know, I'm hearing a few actually right now. Of course, season's over and getting ready for next year, but how did it go this year?
The numbers are down again this year compared to last year, and the numbers were down last year. So you're going to have to work to find your birds this year. They're out there. You're just going to have to work to find them.
Okay. And what's in season right now? What are people in the area out hunting right now?
Dove season is open currently. Early duck season is about to open. And then 1st of October, early goose season starts. Bow hunting deer season starts. Squirrel season is, I believe, has started. I mean, rabbit, you name it.
I didn't even realize there really is a season for squirrels and rabbits.
Yeah, some people chase squirrels and rabbits.
But I thought that was just year-round. Not true. There's a season.
There is a season, correct. The only open season would be varmints such as coyote.
Yeah, and I've been hearing those also. You know, if I live out in the country, I see a lot of those things, hear a lot of those things. It's kind of interesting. And let's going back to class. What are some of the questions? What are some of the things that people really don't know? I mean, there's a lot of stuff we don't know, obviously. But, you know, what are some of the big things that you really have to say, you know, this is something that most people don't know?
The common question we have is, how old can my child hunt? How old can my child hunt alone? That is all hinged on whether they have their hunter ed card or not. If they do not have their hunter ed card, they can hunt with a licensed adult until they reach the age of 16. But to hunt alone, they have to have their hunter ed certificate. Okay. That's a common question. Another common question is, well, what size of gun do I use? What type of ammo do I use? Just general questions like that.
Okay. Is this... is there any activity involved, or is this mostly a sitting and listening and talking?
Tuesday, Thursday, we'll have strictly classroom. We'll have hands-on. I'll bring some of my firearms. They can handle them. We'll teach them how to do that. Saturday, we'll test, and then we'll go to a site and do a live fire where they shoot a .22 five times, and they shoot a 20-gauge shotgun five times. One at a time, one instructor per child at all times. It's very, very safe. We make sure that, and if there's any horsing around or joking around, they get kicked out of the class and have to come back next year.
Yeah, okay. But I'm guessing that's one of the reasons that it's popular. In addition to people who want to hunt, I would think that's something the kids get really excited about.
They do, and anymore, a lot more people are just into the shooting sport. They just like to go out and shoot at targets. And it's a fun and entertaining thing for the whole family, for the kids to get a little .22 and shoot at cans or shoot at targets. Iranistan is an area that you can go and practice shoot. But shooting in general has become very, very popular.
Oh, very, very interesting. I wonder if any of that has to do with, the Olympics are so much more popular. People see all of that. I don't know if that has any influence on it becoming more of a sport for everybody or not.
I don't know, but the one thing I do want to stress is this is not a concealed weapons permit class. You need to talk to the sheriff's office to find out when those classes are put on. This is strictly geared towards hunter education, hunter safety, and so you can get your hunter certificate.
Okay. Is there a specific training that you as instructors have to take to get ready to teach this class?
Yeah, you have to participate in two classes, get your own Hunter Ed certificate. Then you have to go through a class with the DNR. It's a two-day class. And then every 3 years, you have to go back for a refresher course.
Okay. So I think that should, if there's anybody has any doubts, there's maybe some moms or somebody who's saying, oh, I don't know about this. They can depend on having good instructors, I think. Now, you mentioned DNR several times, and that's a source of information. Mm-hmm. I assume if you just go in and put that in your search, DNR for Iowa? Or
It's iowadnr.gov, and okay. There, it's got a whole host of information on there. You can find out the seasons. You can find out Hunter Ed dates. They have little summer classes for kids, summer classes that can go and learn about stuff for girls, for women, for boys.
Yeah. And what about hunting licenses? Where all can people get hunting licenses? You probably can't list them all, but kind of in general, where in the area can people get license for hunting?
The easiest place would be Walmart or Hy-Vee. They're the most accessible. If you decide to chase migratory birds such as dove, ducks, geese, you need to get your federal migratory stamp at the post office. They're the only location.
Oh, very interesting, because I always think of going to the recorder's office.
You can get licenses there, but you cannot get your federal migratory there.
Okay. So good stuff to know. There's just so much to know, and one of the ways to find out all this good stuff is to attend a Cass County Hunter Safety Education class. And again, the dates and times, Dan?
September 20th, 22nd, and 24th. If you have any questions, you can call me at 243-1130.
Okay. But they need to sign up, not at that phone number. We didn't talk
Correct.
About that. Where do they sign up?
Go to the college at the front desk, and you can sign up ahead of time. If it gets late, you can come the first night of class. If we're not full, I can go ahead and admit you. I will need you to bring your Social Security numbers because that's the number that I use to input you into the state computer.
And I wouldn't wait because I know in other counties I've checked and they filled up before the date.
The classes fill up quickly. We're one of the last classes in the fall, so if you don't get in this one, you may be out of luck.
Okay, so get signed up, get to Iowa Western Community College to do that. And we want to thank you very much, Dan Brown, for visiting with us this
morning.
Thank
you, LaVon. Mm-hmm.
Until next time, here's a thought. If all you ever saw were blue skies, you would have nothing to compare them to.